public hearing is subdivision 2006-56. And I'm going to need some help with this last name. It's Zona Saez. Thank you.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 1.98 acres into two lots. Also requesting a waiver from the street design requirements for a parcel located south of Road 287, 1,250 feet east of Road 288. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments on this application.
Just that the TAC report of April 18th, 2007 will be made a part of the record, Mr. Wheatland.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, I am. I live in Milford.
Okay. You've heard what our director read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
I just would really like to have this property divided. It was my father's land, and he had it ever since he married my mom and I was born. He passed away. So I live in Milford, and my sister is in Newark, so we really don't. There is a house there now. And we're renting it out. And the way the property is set up is that the house is on 1 acre, and like the back lot, my dad used to let some people farm it. So we thought that we could split it and, you know, keep the back lot and put an easement in and have a little sign up that says his name, you know, GB's Lane or something like that for him.
All right, then. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we're going to start with you, Mr. Johnson.
Isn't she lucky tonight? Is there a roadway that exists now that goes back to those two areas?
I think that's why it's here.
Right, that's part of it.
That's why we're here.
And what type of road are you requesting to put in? Because you're asking for a waiver from the street design.
An easement?
No, the type of road.
Stone, gravel, or blacktop, or
oh, whatever they would let us. It would be nice if it could be blacktop, but I mean the driveways that are around that area are stone.
Right. So, are you requesting to be able to put in a stone driveway as well? Is that what you're seeking?
Or yes, so we can.
Rather than the expense of the blacktop.
If they would let us have blacktop, that would be nice.
Well, if you have blacktop, it means you pay for it.
Yes.
Well.
I mean, I don't know that cost. I mean,
a lot.
And that's why people ask for a waiver of the street design.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I'm trying not to give you leading questions because my knuckles get wrapped.
Well, in certain instances, that's true. The obviously, one is more expensive than the other, and most folks prefer to have the less expensive option available to them.
Yes. Okay. That's fine.
So the answer is yes.
Thank you.
I believe the lady said yes.
Okay. And Mr. Lang, looking over the TAC comments, I noticed there from comments from DelDOT, they're talking about a 60-foot right-of-way instead of a 50-foot.
I haven't seen. I haven't done.
That's along the public road, not this access road.
Not this access.
They would require her to dedicate the difference between 30 feet from center line. She would probably have to give up 5 feet along her front. The taking, basically,
okay,
along the frontage.
That just kind of threw me off. I'm used to the 50-foot right away, and I saw the 60-foot.
She's showing 50-foot
right
to the rear, and what DelDOT was doing is they want a 60-foot right away in total on 287, so they would be taking half of it off her side.
Okay. And you heard us earlier mention about a septic feasibility study. Has one been done on this property?
No.
Okay.
Usually in this case, they would just
on a two or three
with the two,
lot.
We don't?
On the two or three lot subdivision, we don't usually require it ahead of time. They'll eventually have to get one, but
before they can get a building
permit, they have to have.
Okay, because I knew the one on Pettigen Road, we required that. That was similar. Two lot. Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions. Mr. Lang?
Just to clarify the record, because I didn't quite hear what you said earlier, is your intent to retain the rear lot?
Yes.
Someday in the future, you may build on it?
I couldn't see that.
Or you may sell it, but whatever.
Yes.
Okay. And you'd like to be able to name that right away and after your dad, if that's possible, through mapping and addressing, who has control over how named streets are named?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's all I have.
Mr. Counts? Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Your voice carries. Excuse me, sir. 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 Your voice carries. If you all want to have a discussion, I would prefer that you have it outside and in the lobby, please. Thank you. Okay, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2006-56, Zona Saez? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-56? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We will invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. But